So we left off yesterday with the halacha that the bais last week four amis before amis, which the shear of four amis before amis. So we know there's two do the kishurim from the Rabbam Chaimno and the Chazanish, and the Ramesh had sort of in between shita, which and a lot of times we go the chumra will be machal Chazanish, the kulu will be Rabbam Chaimno. Or over here in Yerushalayim, the minig is like Rav Avraham Chaim Noah. In general, the minig is like Rav Avraham Chaim Noah. Akopanim, according to Rav Avraham Chaim Noah, it will come out to be a little more than 6 feet by 6 feet. According to Chaznish, a little more than 8 feet by 8 feet. therefore, if one is machmir for the Chaznish, so until you have that share of 8 feet by 8 feet, you put up without a bracha. According to Rav Chaim Noah, already by 6 feet, a little more 6 feet and 3 inches, about six and a half. So very then you'll be able to make a bracha. Which, like I say, in Yerushalayim, the minig was like Rav Chaim Noah. In general, the shirim go like Rav Chaim Noah. But so we left off with this three sheets of, if I have a small room that's less than dalet al dalet, that it goes into a bigger room. So you have a walk-in closet. So if the walk-in closet itself has dalet al dalet, so there's no shaila. Vada yichayv to put a mezuzah over there. It's not any worse than a beis ha'oitzer, a storage house that's chayv a mezuzah, and you put it on the yamin shel hanichnas, going into the closet, just like any other room, you put it on. Same thing with a laundry room. A laundry room which has in it a wash machine, a dryer, where you walk into the room. If there's no room to walk into the room, you just like throw the laundry in and pull it out without going into the room, because there's no room to go into the room. Then you're missing in biascha, so it's sampata because there's no biascha. But a laundry room where you walk into, if it's dalet al dalet, then you are chayv mezuzah. If there's no dalet al dalet, so that's when we come into the machlokes, the three shittas that we mentioned earlier, whether it's chayv mezuzah or not. Lachol ma'aseh me'ikar adin, it's pater. Such a room is pater from mezuzah. However, if one would want to be machmir with his makam to be machmir, because many acharim go with Reb Kiveger, and therefore you'll put it on the yamin from coming from the small room into the big room. Right? Not going into the closet, but going from the closet into the room. A porch. And again, and this is also only if this walk-in closet is open to a room that's dalet al dalet. If, let's say, the closet's open to a hallway, where a hallway itself is also machlekes. So, and that which we put on a hallway is only a chumra we put on without a bracha. So it's like a sveik sveika then. So then if it's open to a hallway, you won't need to put it on the walk-in closet. A porch. Many times a porch is less than dalet al dalet. So therefore, the chayr would fall into the machlekes that we just mentioned. And the machlekes we just mentioned, because the porch is coming off a room which is dalet al dalet. But over here, it could be there's more of a suffix. Because even according to the Chamudei Daniel, the whole svar of the Chamudei Daniel that it's chayv, is because it's roi for a tashvish. It's a makam which is used. A dira needs dalet al dalet, but a storage place does not need dalet al dalet. A question is if a porch has a tashmish, if it's called chazil tashmish, if there's a usage of it. So it could be according to the Chamud and Dinal. Anyways, it's not chayv. Chaznish speaks about porches, a porch which is Chaznish views the porch as like just a doorway to get to outside. It's like a pesach sheyotzei l'shok. He brings a maril, brought in a taz. Therefore, the Chaznish sheet is that you always put the mezuzah on the porch, from going from the porch into the room. coming into the house, similar to Rabbi Akiva Eger that we mentioned before. And the Chazan Shalt, even if it's on the second or the third floor, where the Chor is not shaykh to come from the outside, they come out from the outside, still held that you put it coming into the house. And that's why it is in Bnei Brak, on the porches, they'll all put the mezuzah on the yamin coming into the house. And it's not totally in how big the porch is either, the Chazan Shalt. Because Chazan Shalt, that the porch is not a mokim dira. It's not a mokim dira. That's what Chazan Shalt. The porch is not a mokim dira, and therefore you put it coming. However, many achrim do not hold like this. The Evan Yisrael, Dain Fisham, the Chesietz Chesheva Levi, and the Sefer Olei Shurans brought down for Rav Moshe, that even on our porches, since we do whatever we do on the porch, it's called the Shtamshes, so if there's a Dalet al Dalet on the porch, then you will put it going out to outside, going from the house onto the porch. However, again, if there's no dalal al dalal, it's totally in the machlekes. Before, there was a maker, then your putter. If one would want to be machmen, then they'll be machmen like Rav Kivega in coming into the house. La halacha by a porch, since it's for sure by a porch where it's a big shayla, even if it's dalal al dalal, you put up without a bracha. Okay, there's another nidan over here about a dalet al dalet. Is that sometimes I have a room. A room which is dalet al dalet. It was built dalet and dalet. But then if they put the furniture and things into it, it's less than dalet al dalet, right? You have a laundry room or a storage room, say, or I built closets. And if they built the closets, there's no room, there's no longer open area space of dalet al dalet. So the Marsham spoke about this. In those days, the tanners, their ovens were not like ours that are movable. They were attached to the ground, not just attached to a plug in the wall. It was attached to the ground. So the Marsham bases it off of halacha. He says he lo mitzasi adavim before. He didn't find it clear. However, on his daiti, he says his daimon to halacha and halchas erevin, that by a gina and a karfef, which is more than sasayim, so if someone planted their trees or he dug a bar, so what's the tashmish gina is not called that, it's not memayit from the chalal. So therefore, he comes out with the aside that if it's for the usage of the room, it's not memayit from the area of the room, and therefore, their chalal, it won't be memayit, and we'll still have a din of dalal dalet. Shevet Alevi quotes this marshal. The Shevet Alevi, Shevet Alevi, and also the Chavis Adar of Yankov Lai, and other svarim also seem to come out that that's not memayit, and you'll be chayvim mezuzah. Therefore, the mice again, and all these need dinim also, you put the mezuzah up without a bracha. A walk-in freezer, over here, I don't remember if we mentioned yesterday, that the Avinezer had a svar to say that, Avinezer wanted to say that a room that's less than dollar is pata from mezuzah. It's chaylik on the chamud of Daniel because a bias is a base dira. So even though I'm the chamud of Daniel, we're using this room as a storage place. It has to be ru'uya l'dira. That's what Avnei Nezer said, such a svar. It has to be ru'uya l'dira. Therefore, yelled, if it's not dal, it's not ru'uya l'dira. Even though it has another usage as a storage place, by a walk-in freezer, for some reason, Yankov Bloy wants to say that's pater because it's kimshi efshali sharsham. You can't remain there. It's pater from mezuzah, even though a base ha'itz is chayiv, but you can't remain there. The Chari is saying some svara darach davni nezer that it's not a base dira. You can't. It's not even ruyli dira. It's not because you can't remain there. However, Rav Chaim Kanievsky and also the Sefer Ali Yishurim brings from Moshe Feinstein that if it would be a dalet al dalet, the walk-in freezer would be dalet al dalet, you would be chayvin mezuzah. There's a chiyuv, we're talking about a beis ha'itzer, a storage bin, a closet, a shed, a garage, Again, if it's dalad al dalad, there would be rechayv and mezuzah. A garage, there's also maybe a difference between a garage that's attached to a house, not attached to the house. There's a tshuvas ber moisha that he wants to say a garage which is in chedibes a garage which is not attached to the house. It's pata from mezuzah. Because a Besa Oitz is only chayiv if it's a hemshech from the dira. It's a hemshech from the dira. It's not a hemshech from the dira. It's like a car that we said is pata. Even though you could live in a car and you could eat and drink in a car, but it's not shaykh to the dira. However, the Mechasi Yitzchak does nidra al da'achrein a chaylik on the end. They hold that it's chayiv. It's chayiv. A hallway. We mentioned for a hallway. There's a need to matter. Beishar, a hallway, if it's chayv or not. The difference as far as why should be chayv, it's part of the house. It's also coming off the rooms of the house. The Chayodim writes, a refes buck of a lulim shatar nagoylin, a base of tevin, vaitzim, vaitzim, shalyay, and a shamashkim. If it has the sheer bias, it's chayv. So he says, a refes buck and a lul is chayv. However, the Pesachet Tshuva brings down on Sefer Yad Ketana. He says the Masha ain't noigin achshav mishum makom laisis mezuzah berefes. We don't make it a barn. Refes is a corral, a barn. We don't make a mezuzah. So chalom the dafka be mayim the hoist in the kia kitzas lenafish zuha mayo. Dafka in those days when it was naki, it was a little clean. It wasn't a lot of dirt. That the refes is very dirty. Says the Pesachet Tshuva, belulin v'ucheda bonu yaasi la'avzim v'tanegaylim. The chicken coops that are made for the chickens near the vadechayv mezuzah kol sheish beidal amis of a tikkur v'shatzanayim. There is not enough dirt over there. V'manu roim the nafish katzas. Akabanim fine. So the question is a laundry room. Could be there was a tkufa when in a laundry room they used to use the laundry room to change the diapers, and it was taka dirty. Dirty diapers were lying around there, so maybe then it was pata. But nowadays the laundry rooms are clean. Even the clothing that you're putting into the wash to clean is clean. But no, I'm saying it's not the dirt that we're referring to over here. Therefore, you would put a mezuzah on a laundry room also. Okay, there's one nidin that for some reason I skipped over yesterday, which is from when is a person mechayiv to put up the mezuzah with the bracha? At what point, moving into an apartment, do you become mechayiv to put up a mezuzah? Which we have to get back to. So I hope to remember to do that. Thank you.